Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Based on the story by George Lucas and Jeff Nathanson and the script by David Kep. Copyright 2008 Lucasfilm Limited. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Adapted by Jane Revell as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Chapter 1. You Will Tell Us. Nevada, USA, 1957. The line of green army vehicles drove along the empty road. There were jeeps, trucks, and a weapons carrier. At the front was a green Ford. Signs everywhere said, "Private area, do not enter," and "No photography allowed." The vehicles climbed up a hill. At the top was a huge gate, and next to it a small guardhouse. Three guards came out carrying guns. They waved to the driver to stop. An officer got out of the Ford.
"Sorry, gentlemen, but this whole area is closed for 24 hours, said one of the guards. "They're testing some weapons."
The officer walked towards the gate.
"This order is for everyone," said the guard, "including officers."
The officer continued walking. The guard realized something wasn't right. He reached for his gun. Suddenly, three soldiers with guns jumped out of a truck and shot the three guards dead. More soldiers jumped down behind them. Some hid the guards' bodies in the guardhouse. Others attacked the lock on the gate. The vehicles drove through the gate and stopped in front of a huge building with no windows. Next to the building was a railway line. Two soldiers jumped from a truck and hurried to the Ford. They opened the back and pulled a man to his feet. He was a big man in his 50s, with dirty clothes and several days' beard. His body was black and blue with injuries.
"Not him," said the officer. "Where's the other one?"
The soldiers reached into the back again and pulled a second man out. He looked even worse than the first. Indiana Jones had been a prisoner for 2 days. He was working with Mac in Mexico when they were both grabbed in the middle of the night. Since then, they had been in a plane and several trucks. Their hands were tied tight and their eyes and mouths were covered. For the past few hours, they had been in the back of a car. He looked at Mac, his friend for years. It was amazing they could both stand up after their terrible journey. He looked at the soldiers. U.S. Army! He couldn't understand what they wanted with him. Then he heard them speak. In Russian.
"Russians," whispered Mac. "This won't be easy."
"Not as easy as it used to be," said Indy.
One of the soldiers picked up Indy's hat and put it on his head. Indy could see his bag and his whip too, but not his gun.
"You know this building, don't you?" the officer said to Indy.
"I'm telling you nothing," Indy replied.
The officer hit Indy hard in the face. He fell to the ground. The Russian got ready to hit him again, but just then a car arrived.
"Prostitya!"
shouted a woman's voice. A tall, slim woman got out of the car. She was about 35 and had straight black hair. A sword hung at her side. The Russian let Indy go and stood to attention.
"Where did you find him, Dovchenko?" asked the woman.
"In Mexico," Dovchenko said. "He was searching for things in the earth."
He took Indy's bag and emptied it onto the ground. Several valuable pieces of art fell out and broke. They were centuries old.
"Oh no," thought Indy. "All those months of hard work."
The woman smiled at Indy.
"I'm afraid Dovchenko doesn't understand history, Dr. Jones," she said. "But allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Irina Spalko. I am very good at what I do. I know things before anyone else. And what I do not know, I learn.
She knocked on Indy's head.
I'm going to learn what is in here, Dr. Jones.
Just then, the huge doors to the building opened. Inside, there were machine parts, suitcases, pieces of furniture, and boxes of all shapes and sizes. Thousands and thousands of boxes, as far as the eye could see. The soldiers pushed Indy and Mac inside.
This is where your government hides valuable things, yes?
Said Spalko.
We are looking for a box that is 2 meters by 1 meter by 200 centimeters. It's highly magnetized. You know the one that I mean, don't you?
I have no idea what you're talking about, said Indy.
You will tell us, said Spalko.
Her voice was hard. She took her sword and pressed it against Indy's throat.
Killing me won't help you, said Indy.
You're right, she said.
Two soldiers took Mac and threw him under one of the trucks. His head was under a wheel. Spalko shouted something in Russian and the truck began to move. She looked at Indy.
I say once more, Dr. Jones, you will help us find that box.